Listener production.
14 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. I'm Tessa Randello. Canberra's being called on to keep the doors open at St Helens Private Hospital due to close at the end of the month. Taking with it the state's only mother, baby and mental health beds, the state government's already announced beds open for mother-baby services at the Royal Hobart Hospital. But pregnancy care specialist Dr. Marita Jones says it needs to be a specialised service.
The space that's provided for the mother and baby service moving forward needs to be a quiet and safe place that's set up especially for that service.
A 14 and 16-year-old boy are facing court today for two alleged robberies in Moonah. Police say the pair stole money from a store on Albert Street, hitting two shops last night. A shake-up for our travel economy with another budget airline joining Hobart. Rex is introducing daily flights between Hobart and Melbourne from August 17 for as low as $79 one way. That's cheaper than the other two options at the moment. A spark of hope for Hobart's rental market. More homes are becoming available in the Real Estate Institute's latest data. But for renters, it's bad news. We're now spending 29% of family income to cover the rent. That's up 2%. And as Dark Mofo kicks off today, free buses will be available for the last day of the festival. Metro buses waiving the cost from 3pm to 9pm on Sunday, June 18, so we can get to Winter Feast, Dark Park and the festival's finale, the burning of the Ooga Ooga procession. Bunny Mania will grip the SCG this evening as the Swans host the Saints to kick off round 13. Tonight's game is number 350 for star forward Buddy Franklin. Jack Jumpers MVP Milton Doyle is sticking with Tasmania for another 2 years, the 29-year-old American star signing a new deal. And Travis Head and Steve Smith have steered Australia out of trouble and into a strong position after day one of the World Test Championship final against India. The pair piling on an unbeaten 251 to have our boys on three for 327.